Hey, Group Chat Golf listeners. This episode is brought to you by Lynx Indoor Golf, located in North Kingstown, Rhode Island. Head on over to lynx.golf, that's LINX.golf, and book your next simulator session today. It's the Group Chat Golf Podcast live to record from the Northeast Golf Show at Gillette Stadium. We have a very special guest today, Miss Caddy Issues. Welcome, Claire Bear.
Hi.
How are you?
Claire Bear.
What your name is on it? Claire Bear and Caddy Issues?
That's
what
Caddy Issues, Claire Bear.
Yeah.
I answer to anything. You can be like, hey, you, or red, or whatever.
We met at the country club adjacent tournament in Scottsdale. Was that in L.A. or Scottsdale?
That was in Scottsdale. Dobson Ranch.
Yes, Dobson Ranch. Great spot.
That was fun, yeah.
Yeah, that was a great time. So you have, obviously, a very funny Instagram account. I think one of the best names on the internet. Caddy Issues, because we met in person, and then when I met you on the internet, I started laughing. I remember laughing and DMing you and saying, a very funny name. Caddy Issues, you guys get it, right?
Yeah, a lot of people don't actually get it.
Is that really?
It like goes over their
heads. They think that you actually have an issue with caddies?
I don't really know what they think. It like usually takes a couple of people like some seconds to get it, and they're like, oh, and it clicks, and like I see it clicking like in their mind. But if you don't have like a dirty mind, then it just goes like whew, like way over your head.
True. I'm not going to lie. I just got it when we started talking about it. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
No. Oh, no. And I was always like, oh, yeah, no. And you were like, oh, I was like, yeah, it's a good name. And now coming to me. It's
she just
like,
has
oh,
a lot of issues. Yeah. She's had a couple caddies and they all have issues with her.
You're fine with caddies, though?
I've never actually had a caddy before.
Oh, okay, cool.
But
maybe that's the issue.
That might be my issue.
Yeah.
Well, we got to change that. We'll find her a caddy. If anybody wants a caddy out there, go check out Caddy Issues on Instagram. _caddy_issues.
_caddy_issues.
Issues, yeah.
Yes.
And that's caddy, C-A-D-D-I-E, which is how it's supposed to be spelled, according to Google.
I Googled it.
Yeah, you have to Google
because
that.
Because that's when I was making my new username. And I Googled it, and I said, what's the plural spelling of caddy? Mm-hmm. And it said C-A-D-D-I-E. Because I think there's already a C-A-D-D-Y.
Caddy Issues, really?
That one was already taken.
Yeah, well, they're not Claire Bear, so.
No, they're not. They
couldn't
be
me. Still struggling back there. Yeah, so TikTok and Instagram, right?
Yes.
For now?
For now.
YouTube maybe in the future? Or?
I'll definitely start a YouTube. Nice. I am just not a tech person at all. I'm really bad at filming.
We feel that. We're very bad at that also. It takes a village, really, to make these things work.
It really does.
But, so it's just you right now, pretty much, with some help from friends, or?
Yeah, it's mainly me. I don't really have, like, a photographer. I don't have an agent, a manager, any of that stuff. So, I'm a one-woman show right now. It's been working out.
You sure?
Yeah, we're good. So, how many times a day do you post?
I try to do one a day. Right now, because I'm in Boston. Mm-hmm. It's fucking cold.
Yes.
As you know, I can't go to the range. I can't go to a course. I can't even practice putting outside. So I'm literally just reposting old stuff from the summer. And I feel like I'm annoying people because I've posted the same thing like 10 different times.
What is it?
Just
that swing.
Yeah, it's the famous skirts. Yeah.
I want to be a skirt swinger in the summer so
well, you
badly.
Can.
I will.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a nice breeze.
Yeah, we should collab on one sometime.
I have a couple extras if you want to borrow some.
I might have to get a custom made one.
Maybe a skirt for you.
I don't want to rip it. You know
I feel like
I mean?
This is a good time to ask this question because I've gotten this question from some followers in general. Somebody said, how do you set up a camera on yourself, like on the range or on the course, without feeling weird or awkward, like that people are like, what is that person doing?
You know? I feel so weird every single time.
It's hard,
and
right?
The looks that I get from people, they're like, first they're like, who is she? And then if I do a bad shot, they're like, who is she? Like, what's she doing that for?
Yeah, but do you guys feel that too? Like, when you're on the range or something, you want to take a video? Like, I even feel bad giving you my phone to be like, hey, can
I honestly
you?
Am so shameless about it. I don't
you're
care.
You're shameless
at all.
About
because
everything.
Because, like, why would I, why would somebody else on the golf course matter to me? Like, look at where we, this is why we do this.
Yeah.
So it's like, what yeah, if I don't have a problem with that at all.
What if you were, like, on the range working on your swing and you wanted to, like, set, like,
I would definitely feel awkward if I was actually doing it to like put my swing in slow motion to be like maybe I could shave down from a 15 to a 14 handicap if I just record my swing and watch it in slow motion.
Yeah.
Like I think for tour players or competitive players, great, watch your swing. I don't think it's I would feel like a tool if I did that.
Yeah. I think you can tell within a few minutes of like, is this person getting content or are they like doing this for their own, like, oh, so
serious?
I can go home and watch my own swing later.
So you guys are judging people who are going home to watch their own swing later.
If you're just, like, a random dude at a golf course, absolutely.
Yeah.
If again, if you're, like, trying to compete and you actually need to watch your swing, do your thing. But if you're just, like, if you're a guy like me, if, you know, high teens handicap and you're, I don't know. Maybe once getting your swing on video can help, but if you're doing that at the range like on a daily basis, I think you're a nerd. No offense to anyone that does that. It's just man's opinion.
When you take your videos, are you looking at your swing after, or are you just there for like the are you like critiquing like, oh, I was a little inside there, or are you just like, I need to post this video?
I don't think anybody cares where my ball goes.
Yeah.
And the way that I set my camera up, I have to do it like at an angle slightly behind, so like I'm probably setting it up and people are like, is she watching her swing or is she just setting it up to look at her ass? Like,
right.
Yeah, I'm looking
and
at my ass.
And answer that question for us. Yeah. Because it is.
Yeah.
Now, I've got a question on those too, because a lot of times with the female swing content creators, after the swing, there's sometimes a little like they turn and give a little.
Oh, the kick?
Yeah, the little kick out.
A little golf
or,
girl kick. You're
like
not a golf
little,
girl
hey,
if you don't do that.
When, do you ever do those? And do you have to reshoot the whole video if you get the little head turn wrong?
It just comes naturally to me.
Okay,
you know,
nice.
When you're born as a golf girl, it's like second nature to you. Mm-hmm. It's like as natural as your follow through.
Yeah.
You follow through. Yeah. And then you do a kick.
Yeah.
So you're doing that even when the video's not on?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. No matter if it's good, bad, you have to finish it out. Because usually in the video, if you're not doing Shot Tracer, you can't really see where the ball goes.
Yeah.
And those who can see where the ball goes, they're slowing your video down. They're racking up the views. They're pausing your video. So either way, it's a win-win. If it's a bad shot, people will kind of want to see it. If it's a good shot, they're impressed. Yep. Either way, finish your follow through, do your golf girl kick. I usually like bend down to pick up my tee and then do like a hair flip at the end.
And your hair is long too.
It does get in the way. If I have a brand, it does whip my face and my swing, and I just have to roll with it. Like,
So you've been playing golf for a while then, right? Because I know like there's a lot of golf girls out there, but you can swing it. You can hit the ball.
Actually, because at the tournament that we met you at, you were pretty dull. I think you were in high heels.
Heels.
And Bobby Bradley, Bobby America, was like, take a shot. And we hadn't met. I didn't know that you were a golfer. And you were a little nervous. You did the whole, like, I have lotion on my hands. It's going to slip. And then you just got up there and absolutely belted one. Absolutely striped it. So, what is your handicap?
Right now, I believe I'm like a 10. I don't have an official handicap, but when last season ended, I was one shot away from breaking 80. So 81 is my best score so far.
Nice.
And I haven't been out on the course seriously taking score for like 4 or 5 months, I think, because it's been a long winter.
So did you play in high school or what's the background there?
I did. So I want to say the first time I picked up a club, I was 12. And so it was so cute. I was at like this overnight golf camp. I was in fourth grade. I think, are you 12 in fourth grade? I think so.
Yeah, about there. Fourth
12,
or fifth. 13,
yeah.
Well, yeah, somewhere.
Give or take. So fourth grade, I was at an overnight girls golf camp. It was so fun. And we were doing like the glow-in-the-dark golf. We were putting, and they were, like, older girls, and I was having so much fun. I was like, yay! Like, little 12-year-old me, like, this is fun! And then, so, like, from fourth grade to seventh grade, they let me, like, come sit in on the varsity practices and, like, practice with the older girls. So then I transitioned into the team in high school, and I quit, I think, in 10th grade, 11th grade. So I quit, and then I just picked it back up this year.
And you're already around a 10 handicap. You fired an 81 last year.
It was
That's impressive.
So crazy how it worked out. So when I quit, I hadn't even broken 100 in high school. I was in 10th grade, hadn't even broken 100. Like, I had the swing. I just cannot putt to save my life. But then when I picked it back up this year, it was like, bam, bam, bam. I broke 100, broke 95, broke 90, broke 85.
So sick.
In the span of like 4 months. Damn. It was like insane.
So what made you just pick it back up like that? Just like, was there like a family friend, or like, how do you just get back into golf after that long off?
Yeah. So I used to work at Hooters.
Yeah.
And
the restaurant.
The car place.
Dealership.
Yeah. You don't know that place?
No, I've been.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I did work at Hooters, the restaurant. I think we were... It was a golf tournament that we were advertising or doing something for. I don't remember the details. But I was just, like, swinging. I was, like, shooting shit with the guys. And they would come up, and I would say, like, hey, put $20 down on the table. If I can hit a better shot than you, I keep it. Mm. If you hit a better shot, you keep it. Easy as that. And I was doing that with every group that came by.
You raked it in, didn't you?
By the end of the day, I think I got like $500 out of these guys. And so I was like, oh, I feel like I could do this.
Mm-hmm. Golf, like, might be for me now.
I feel like this could be a thing that I can do. And then some kind of video went viral. I don't remember the first video that went viral, but TikTok blew up first. So TikTok has kind of been a thing for like almost a year now. And then Instagram slowly followed after it. I think Instagram just blew up in like November. So
you've been at the social media for less than a year.
Yes.
And you have almost 200,000 on both platforms.
I just figured out my niche immediately.
Yeah,
and I've been rolling with it. Mm-hmm. And like, I have no issue flashing my ass a couple times.
Just caddy issues.
Yeah.
No other issues.
It's my image.
So did you know social media at all before that, other than just like your personal pages, or it's just...
Literally no.
Yeah.
It's crazy,
isn't it?
No idea what I'm doing.
It works though. Whatever it is, it works.
The blind leading the blind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we feel that pretty hard. What do you got for us, Chubba?
Well, I've got three trivia questions.
Yeah, you want to be in on some trivia with us here?
Don't worry,
we're pretty bad at it.
Okay.
Not pretty bad. They're horrendous at it.
We're a golf
podcast.
Right.
We never get any right.
I don't follow golf at all. Well, I have no idea what's going on right
now.
That's
okay.
Probably have the best handwriting out of us, though.
Yeah, so
they say smart people have bad handwriting.
We have a par 3, a par 4, and a par 5, just like in golf. We'll have 18 seconds to answer each question. 1 second for each hole. Well, thank you for asking that. These guys never ask. It's actually 1 second for each of the holes on a golf course. 18 holes, 18 seconds. So the par 3 today, and this one's going to be right up your alley. This is going to be the caddy with the most major wins of all time. The caddy with the most major wins of all time, in honor of having caddy issues on the podcast. Let's see how many caddy issues you guys have. Con, 18 seconds starts now. The caddy with the most major wins
major
of all
wins.
Time. The most majors.
Can you name
Not
the player?
Not PGA Tour. No, you cannot name the player. You can, what you can do is you can name the caddy. All right?
3 seconds.
And we're going to need real names, because Chubba might not know their nicknames. If anyone wrote a nickname down, I hope that we've got a real name to go along with that.
No, absolutely not. I don't know.
We're seeing two nicknames. All right. How many seconds are left, Con? We are out of time. Claire, pens down, please.
I couldn't remember Tiger's caddy's
name. Why don't
name.
We have Sonny show first? Show that right into the camera. Who did we have?
Bones.
Bones. And his real name?
Bones.
Okay, Bones. Claire, what did you mark down?
Beautifully. I can't name any
she does
caddies
not
in
know.
The history IDK. Of caddies.
And,
there's not a single name that I can name.
Dan went with Fluff. Okay, the caddy with the most major wins of all time is Steve Williams. That could be Bones.
Who would have
I think that's
that?
Bones.
Could not
isn't
be
it?
Bones.
It's Bones.
Con, put 5 points down for Sonny. Mm-hmm.
Let me just make sure.
Actually, put four. Put
yeah,
four.
That's Bones. Steve Williams?
I'll decide how many points it is. Put four, please.
No, Jim McKay is Bones.
Oh, that sucks, dude.
Oh, is that Steve
actually,
Tigers caddy.
Mark Sonny Phil down was, for yeah. 0 points Phil. On that one. 0 points. All right, par four here, guys. A par four. Bunkers on the left.
We don't have erasers. No, marker down.
Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods won the last Masters in 2019, right? His last Masters win came in 2019. Who sandwiched him before and after? Who sandwiched Tiger Woods' last Masters win at the Masters in 2019? So we're looking for the 2018. We're looking for Tiger Woods' bread. 2018 and 2020. Who won those Masters events? Tiger Woods
won
in...
Who wants to know how old I was in 2018?
How old were you in 2018?
I was 18.
Okay. What's that, five years ago?
I did not watch golf in 2018.
That was in your hiatus.
So this player, you want the player from 18 and 20.
I need two players written down. I need two players. I need both pieces of bread, 2018 winner and 2020 winner. So you should have two names written down on your board. You should have... two names.
Wait.
We need the bread. Tiger Woods won in 2019. We need who won in 2020 and who won in 2018.
Oh, gosh.
18 seconds starts probably 30 seconds ago. So in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Why don't we start with... let's start with Claire on this one.
Okay. For 2018, I wrote... love of my life, Rory.
Oh,
love
no. of your love life. Him. Don't tell Chubba that.
And right. Who else?
And blank, because I...
Blake?
Blank.
Blank. Blank.
Yeah.
A blank.
Blank.
Okay. Rory McIlroy has actually never won the Masters.
Okay, well, in my mind...
Sonny, Patrick Reed and Dustin Johnson.
I know that's...
It's
Danny, who you got?
I'm envious of that DJ answer. I got Pat Reed and Sergio.
Pat Reed and Sergio. The correct answer is Pat Reed and Dustin Johnson.
Oh,
come on. Why don't you mark Sonny down for a gold star on that one? A gold star.
I feel good about that. I really thought I was wrong.
I know. As soon as I saw that DJ on your board, I was like, ah, he's got it.
I knew it was Pat Reed. I wasn't
sure about only DJ. Getting harder from here on out.
He gives impossible questions, honestly.
I don't know.
These are as easy
anything.
As can possibly be, you guys. Okay, another one in honor of Claire coming on. We have a par five here. What LPGA golfer has the most major wins on the LPGA of all time? The most
it's gotta be.
Major wins for an
one.
LPGA golfer... who has ever lived and played golf on the LPGA Tour. 18 seconds starts now.
I hope this is right because this is the only LPGA.
I think that will be right in the future, but it might not be right yet.
And in 5, 4, pens down in 3.
Yeah, I felt good about this
2,
one. If I get it wrong,
1. Dan, why don't you show first? Who did you have there?
I went with the legend herself, Annika Sorenstam.
Annika Sorenstam. Okay, Sonny. And
Annika.
Claire?
I said Nelly Korda because
okay,
that was the
you guys
only
are all
name
wrong.
That I know.
It's Patty Berg with 15.
Oh, Patty
and she
Berg.
Retired from golf in 1958.
Course.
1958 is when she retired.
I loved Nelly Korda.
How
but
old were you in 1958?
I was dad.
Patty Berg. Dad.
I was still dead then, Claire.
Pre-alive. Yeah, Nelly Korda.
It was BC.
I used her
Chuck.
Swing video on International Women's Day. And she viewed my story and didn't respond or like
she
it.
Said,
because
suck it.
My personal page and group chat golf.
Was
she
that because
both.
You had a typo in it, though?
Maybe. But yeah. She also watched group chat golfs without a typo and didn't. I couldn't even get a little bit of love. So.
Come
maybe
on.
She didn't know.
I do think she has one of the best swings in the universe, Nelly. She's absolutely nasty.
It's like
big
butter.
Nelly fan. It is. Yeah, she's smoothest swing. Yeah.
And just a sick name. Like Nelly Cordes. Sounds a sick like name. She's won like, 15 majors
her
already.
Her sister Jessica must be so jealous that her sister's name is Nelly Cordes. Like, I think that's her sister's
You know
name.
How some people watch my videos on repeat and just get mesmerized and mm-hmm. sucked into the black hole? That's me with Nelly Cordes' videos.
I watch the swing over and over and over.
I'm just like, oh my gosh, it was on a loop this whole time. I've
there
been
goes
here for
half
4
my day.
Hours.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Any big plans for 2023, Claire?
Just a bunch of content trips. Mm-hmm. Just trying to get out of Boston. I'm headed to Tampa.
Awesome.
This week, and then back to Vegas. Mm-hmm. Love Vegas.
Were you just in Vegas or you're headed out there?
I am
I saw
always
you post about
in
Vegas, right? Yeah, nice.
Always there.
I don't blame you.
It's a great place.
Have you played golf out there yet?
I do. Yeah.
Bally High. Is that the spot?
I'm going to, actually. Nice. So that's one of the spots I'm going to be taking some content at. I'm super excited, but hopefully in 2023, I'm going to get out of the States. Mm. The only course I've played outside of the States was in Mexico. It was this awesome, it was called Tail of the Whale. You have to wait until the tide is low to get
awesome.
To one of the holes. No, it was so neat. Like, you can only play it if the tide is at the perfect timing, and it's like the smallest green. Anyway, I'm trying to get back to Mexico because those courses are gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And any other suggestions, let me know where
well,
I should
15th,
go play.
Well, May 15th, we have a tournament at Pine Hills. We'd love to have you out if you want to put a foursome together in Plymouth.
That's going to be a fun one. We'd love to join you in Mexico, but we don't leave the country because we're afraid of getting arrested in a foreign country. All of us are afraid of that.
We're
not
domestic
just
boys.
Me.
You have a warrant out.
No, we just do dumb shit all the time. Yeah. There's no rhyme or reason or when it's going to hatch. Just happens.
No entry.
Foxborough isn't even ready for us tonight, honestly.
No.
We're doing paint and vino later. Mm-hmm. We're going to paint together.
Have you ever done that?
You know, when you paint and drink wine and everybody paints the same picture?
Yeah, there's like an instructor who tells you where to put your paintbrush and everyone paints it and you drink wine.
Oh, like a sip and paint kind of thing?
Exactly.
Okay. I was not sure where you were
paint
going
vino.
With that.
Yeah.
Paint and wine.
That's what we're
doing tonight.
We always walk by them and they're
tonight?
Like, yeah, they're in like the middle of the session and we can never get in, so tonight is our night.
I feel like that's kind of like a middle-aged woman
kind of activity.
Probably will be. I thought it looked like a young crowd in Patriot Place. I thought it was like artists, you know, or they take their boyfriends or girlfriends and it's like... Show off. Yeah, and then they show off.
We are
you know,
totally
there's a, probably
all
every
artists.
Group has one good person and then like a few bad ones.
My drawing's gonna be so bad. Like I can't even draw a stick figure, so I'm not I'm looking forward to it, but it's gonna be embarrassing.
We're gonna
have like a drawing
right
contest
this.
Right now.
Right now, a drawing contest? Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
of what?
For in honor of St. Patrick's Day, we should do like a rainbow or something.
Okay. Oh my
that's
god.
A
is it like charades or
let's not go that far.
18 seconds. Draw
okay,
a
with a best rainbow.
18 seconds.
Should we do it? How about a four-leaf clover?
That's even
or a four-leaf clover.
A rainbow and a pot of gold. I
a
like
rainbow
that.
And a pot of gold.
Can we get like a 30 second, 1 minute should we do?
Or draw a rainbow with a black marker.
Let's do it as fast as
since I don't
possible.
Have a marker board, I'll draw it on my computer, okay?
Alright.
Well, we're doing pot of gold.
Okay.
Rainbow with a pot of gold at the end.
Rainbow with a pot of gold.
All right, and go.
How long do we have?
Just until Khan tells us we're done.
Does anyone know the Roy G. Biv? The colors of the rainbow.
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, and pink. Bum, 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 indigo
There's
and violet.
There's a song for it?
Yeah.
There is?
There is now.
I can sing all the states in alphabetical order.
Okay, let's do it.
I'll do it while I'm doing this. Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming,
That's a good way to do it, because I don't think, if someone said name all 50 states, it would probably take me all day to figure out the ones that I missed.
Oh, yeah,
I
would get maybe 15
a song.
Okay.
That's not fair, but you did.
Hold on, we're not ready to show. Why don't you show? I didn't have a marker board. Danny, why don't you show yours?
Wow, you got it. Mine sucks. I forgot the cloud.
I don't want them to see.
Why don't you show them?
I forgot the cloud.
There you go.
It's shining.
Okay, guys. Show. Now, I noticed that you guys all chose to use black for your colors when you colored the rainbow. You want to discuss
between Claire and Danny.
Don, are you kidding me?
How'd you pull that up so quick?
You didn't even do a full rainbow.
I drew it.
Maybe next time do the full shebang.
Yeah, your
art is subjective.
Me and Claire threw in a cloud, so, I mean, that's got to be worth extra.
Like, how do you have a rainbow without
extra
clouds?
Extra credit.
It's giving
that's bull crap. I won
Claire
that.
Claire gets 10 points for that, so bring her right back.
All
in
right,
the,
congratulations, Claire.
But
I'll take my L.
I don't even know what time we started. Do we even have, like, a timer in here today?
Yeah, we're like I'm closing in.
Swinging it.
Mental clock?
12:20.
40 minutes?
Oh, it's only been 30 minutes. Yeah.
Okay.
Lunch hour.
We started at 37? Okay.
And
just a quick thank you to our sponsors here, Lynx Golf.
Shout out Lynx.
I forgot to shout them out. I'll throw it in at the beginning of the contest. Lynx Golf, North Kingston, Rhode Island, your one-stop shop for golf simulator action, drinks, food, and fun.
Yeah, to be honest, it's the best indoor spot I've ever been to.
It is.
They do it. They just do it the right way. The vibe in there is immaculate. Definitely, definitely, definitely check them out. They rock.
And we're trying to figure out a day to all get down there, and we've been talking about this, but do a pod and then just go as long as we have to get a hole in one and play the same hole. Just keep hitting balls off the tee, see how long it takes us to get a hole in one.
Do you have any aces, Claire?
I only have close calls. No actual
me too.
Aces.
Me too. I have kind of close calls.
I have one.
I've never really had a close call, but
really?
You know, it'll.
You never even sniffed it?
No, like it's. I mean, close a couple times on like a par three course, but like I wouldn't really count it on like a 100-yard hole for me. Like
I don't like know if people I tell that don't anyone. Count them to be honest.
Be like, oh, I made it with my lob wedge. Is kind of like. Is that like? It's not as impressive as being like, 5 iron, 205. You know, like. That's how I want it to happen, like with an actual just a tough hole and be
mine
like.
I was 185, so I was very happy about my hole.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah.
What did you pull out?
I hit a 5 iron. I had a nice little punch 5 iron. I played this hole thousands of times.
Not thousands, but
I grew up on camera.
Which is wild. Not many hole ones.
I grew up playing that course, so it was like felt good to get my hole in one there after all this time. 3 years ago, 2 years ago, like a couple weeks ago. So I got out in a New England round in March, which never happens, or February. Sorry. Got a hole-in-one. My first round since, like, October that year. And I'll never forget her. Still got the ball at home. Just saw her the other day. Gave her a little touch.
A little good
signed
one
for
a little
and framed.
Signed by Sonny, yeah. It's just sitting in
that'll
my watch case.
Money.
I should get a case for it.
Yeah.
I'm sure they sell
I
those.
I would.
Yeah.
I'd keep the tee. I'd keep the glove.
I have the scorecard and the ball.
Got it.
That's it, though.
What was your final score for that day?
Probably like 82. It was, you know, I'm not going to make excuses. But
you start texting
it was
February
in Rhode
Island. Yeah, there we go.
I hadn't played in 5 months.
Cold. He doesn't like
months.
Playing under 55 degrees.
But there was nobody in the bar after, so I didn't have to buy any drinks except for my buddies.
Wow.
So we all had a Bud Light. Nice. It was back in my beer days. Or no, not even my beer days, but I had a Bud Light anyway.
I feel like the rule of having to buy everybody shots kind of deters you from wanting to make a hole in one.
Is that why you guys haven't had them yet? Because you just don't want to buy the people the drinks?
Yeah.
No, it is a funny point. It's like, shouldn't everyone be buying me drinks?
It's the worst rule I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah,
it makes absolutely no... Whoever came up with this, I don't know what the history is. Worst rule ever.
Well, what
I only
does
recently
make sense,
learned that it was a rule.
It's insane.
I guess what I could understand is like everyone else's day on the course sucked worse than your day. So it's like, oh, here's the guy that's feeling better than everyone else at the course today.
But it's just so backwards. Everyone should buy him a drink and send that guy home blackout drunk.
Yes, yes. You should be rewarded, not punished by, you know, with a $500 tip. For you, it costs you nothing.
Now, it was great. Matt Wolf has bought me a beer before, so that was nice.
Yeah.
That was nice of him to do that when he hit. Yeah, yeah.
And then you love it.
The course I work at.
Do you have?
I work at a private golf course in the North Shore. I'm a bartender there. So when someone gets a hole in one, the course. Or my country club will give them a gift certificate.
Wow.
So
I
think they still have to buy everybody shots, but they also get a gift certificate from the country club. So it like
I like that.
There's a lot of courses that like everybody has to pay in to like a thing where they pay like $5 a month or something, and every time somebody gets a hole in one, everybody gets a drink.
I like that.
Which I like that rule, because then it just goes in with your like your membership, and then everybody, you don't have to worry about it when you get it. Everybody's getting a drink.
There should be something at every course, even if it's like your name on the wall or something. Of like
like insurance.
My buddy made one. There's no one at the course, no prize, no gift card, no. I mean,
was he alone?
Course,
but were you with him?
No, we were with him, like a whole group, and we went and told the guys in the pro shop, like, oh yeah, I made a hole in one on 8. Oh nice. Like no, like.
That was it.
Yeah. A medal, you know?
Same.
No blue ribbon.
It's about time.
Nothing.
And he's like, yeah, buy me a drink.
Yeah, who cares? Happens every day. He was like, what?
Claire, you mentioned you're a bartender at a private course. Do you also consume alcohol?
Not while I'm working.
Right.
But
totally.
While...
Do you have a drink of choice?
It depends where I am. If I'm at the club and I'm just trying to get the job done, get drunk, it's going to be... probably mixed shots.
Now,
like,
hold on. When you say you're at the... We're not at the golf club. We're at the two different clubs.
Both great
the night
clubs.
Club.
Yes, the nightclub. The nightclub.
And you're doing shots?
We're going to be doing shots.
What kind?
I'm a pussy when it comes to, like, actual shots, so
okay,
I will
same.
Mix it with, like, cranberry juice or something.
Okay.
And it goes down a lot smoother.
Vodka cran shot?
Maybe not vodka. Maybe I would do tequila. I feel like tequila is the better, like, drunk...
Yeah,
you know,
tequila and cranberry juice is your shot of choice.
We'll try those tonight.
It gets the job done.
I've never had one.
It gets the job done. But if I'm at dinner or somewhere else, it's gonna be an espresso martini.
Ooh, those are good.
For sure,
those are good.
It's also my favorite.
As a bartender, it's your favorite to make.
I do judge every espresso martini that I drink, and yeah.
Okay, so hit me with this, because I'm kind of new in the espresso martini game. Mm-hmm. What should I be looking for in a good one?
Do you like it a little creamier or a little bitter?
Loves it creamy.
Okay.
A little creamy.
took the words right out of my mouth.
I'm your bartender, and you say espresso martini. I'm going to go, okay, do you want it creamy or bitter?
And so that would be just like with Kahlua in it?
That
what's
would be
making
with
it
Bailey's.
Creamy? Bailey's.
Yes.
I would probably say right down the middle. I don't want it super bitter, but I don't want it like to be like milky.
Dash of Bailey's?
Yeah,
it
dash
won't be
of
milky.
Bailey's.
Okay. So... That's good. I like it a little creamier because it's a little frothier.
I do like it frothy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love a frothy.
And then are you
espresso
big
martini.
On how many beans go on top?
Three.
I know. Okay. Why do
he knows,
why do
three.
People like that so
it's
much?
The perfect
I don't. Because the aesthetic.
Yeah. How it looks. The aesthetic.
Okay.
Yeah,
and three leaf clover.
Last really. Question about that. Do you eat them at the end? I'm always confused about whether you eat the beans or not.
I have not eaten the beans.
Okay, so it's a garnish thing.
Suck on them.
You suck on...
No, I have a question.
You're sending me
can
down
you
tell a
her your, suck on the beans.
Can you tell her your drink order that you do, and you tell us if this is like would make you mad?
Would I kill you?
Because it makes me mad sitting next
the,
to you.
Like just
when
my
you,
regular one?
Yeah, what you've been ordering
like
lately.
A high noon or
no,
a white
no,
claw?
No, 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 the other one.
Oh, my martini?
Yeah.
My martini order.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, a lot of people, like a martini purist, they do hate this. They hate it a lot. But it's a usually like a Tito's. I like a Tito's. I like it dry. And I don't know whether to say that or not because I'm, again, new to all martinis basically. So I say Tito's martini dry, extra dirty, three olives.
Oh, I love an extra dirty martini.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know what that means.
No,
but
I love an extra dirty. Oh, my gosh.
It seems like it takes a longer time
so
for you to say
yummy.
It in the restaurant.
Yeah, well, I don't know that I'm doing it correctly. One time I said have vermouth in it, and the person that I was with was like, hey, dumbass, they all have vermouth. So I removed that, but I do say dry.
Okay.
If I gave you that
how
order
you
at
order
your bar,
would
what
he?
would you
so
know what to do?
My bar is so weird. There's not a single soul who likes vermouth.
Okay.
So I just don't use vermouth ever.
Okay. So if I didn't say that at your bar, I wouldn't have
I wouldn't
vermouth
put
in my
vermouth
martini.
In it.
Interesting.
You can usually not taste it if it's a dirty martini, especially
right.
if it's extra dirty.
Yeah.
I like, you should try a hot and dirty martini.
Ooh, hit me.
Hot and dirty comes with peppercini juice and olive juice, and it's delicious. It's not too spicy.
Claire, I will
like
be having one of those tonight.
How should you order it? Maybe tell him the words
dirty.
To say.
Yeah, hit me.
Like,
how do
what
I
does
order
he
that?
Say to order
okay.
that?
Thank you.
I would just say hot and dirty vodka martini.
Okay.
They might
I'm gonna either say three
do
olives, though.
Jalapeno juice, peppercini juice, or Tabasco. Just
load
say
me up.
Peppercini.
If you say a vodka martini, are they putting Tito's in it? Is that the go-to nowadays?
I usually go to like a more expensive vodka if they don't specify.
Like Grey Goose or something?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, that's smart as a bartender. I don't really want them to be just doing that to me all willy-nilly. So I'm going to continue to say Tito's.
You should specify.
Yeah. So Tito's Hot and Dirty Three Olives.
Yes.
But I do like I am a huge, huge pussy when it comes to drinking. So I do need it extra dirty or else I'm going to take a sip and be like, send it back.
Okay. Yeah, usually say extra dirty. Extra dirty one, definitely.
What if I don't want it extra hot, though? But I do want it extra dirty.
Then you can just be the guy who says a hot and extra dirty
hot
martini.
And, so don't say as hot many words and dirty, but say. Extra dirty.
Hot, extra dirty.
Okay, hot and extra
dirty
with
three olives.
I feel
like they would know what you mean by that.
We'll I'm going to try that tonight.
Not we'll say like hot.
Scorpion Bar would know what that is, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to be ordering it tonight.
Yeah. It's going to come out.
Guys, obviously I'm going to be practicing this in the mirror before we go out tonight. Jesus Christ.
Do you like it shaken or stirred?
I'm so new, I don't even know the difference. One time somebody told me if it's shaken, the alcohol can bruise.
It does.
And I don't know what that means.
Especially if it's whiskey, bourbon, or scotch.
What would you recommend? I do vodka.
If you're doing vodka, you can shake it.
Okay.
Vodka's, I don't care. But if you're doing Manhattan,
okay,
always
I don't do
stir.
That. Yeah, I don't do that. What? Can you explain to me what bruising a liquid means?
It just gets, like, watered down with the ice.
Mm.
So when you shake it, it gets, like, the shavings of ice in it, and then it'll water it down. And especially if it's a nice bourbon. You don't want a nice, expensive bourbon to be watered down.
Yeah, pussy, so I don't drink whiskey. But I have had a couple martinis come out, and the ice chunks are in there, the little shavings. Is that did the bartender do a bad job? Is that what that means?
It could have just been busy. They could have just not strained it very well.
Right. Maybe let me rephrase. Those shouldn't be in there, right?
Usually not.
Okay.
Usually not.
I've learned a thing or two. This has been great. Very educational for me. Because when I order my martinis in front of like men who drink martinis, they leave. They shame me and they leave.
I don't drink martinis and I almost leave. I almost say I'm sorry for him.
Yeah. Sorry about
I feel
that.
Like I have. There's so many words in this order that I'm like, I'm sorry. I love them, but this drink order is
last
terrible.
Last night I ordered it, and the waitress had to take like 4 steps closer, get a pad of paper out, and say, "Can you repeat that?"
I want to see you order one of those at the Fusion, at the Fusion Bar and Grill downstairs at the hotel.
Yeah. Okay, I'll get a hot
We have
dirty
a
there.
Little hotel bar called the Fusion Bar and Grill.
Mm-hmm. Oh. We start there.
I don't know if they've ever made a martini in their life.
Probably not. I don't think they.
Well,
make
she's gonna tonight.
The first first night we were there, I ordered a Jack because I figured that they didn't have like even Jameson. So I was like, I'll just take a Jack on the rocks because it was like that much of a little hole in the wall. But then night two, I stepped it up. I got the Jameson and they had it last night.
Nice.
So, yeah. Maybe. I don't know how high they go on the. Yeah. Yeah. Take that out of the ceiling.
All right. Well, do you want to plug your socials again?
Please.
Yes. Pull them out.
Caddy underscore issues.
Issues.
Caddy,
you
that's
usually pop
CADDIE.
Underscore issues.
TikTok and Instagram.
Yep, give the follow. It's a great account. And just to be clear, that is a play on words, guys. Okay? So
it
that everyone.
It is a pun.
It's funny.
From Daddy right? Issues, if you didn't, you know.
Yes.
I'll come out and say
it.
Okay. Yeah, I got
it.
Since I get it now.
We have Daddy Issues.
Hopefully, we can get you down to the tournament May 15th, Pine Hills, Plymouth, Massachusetts, the Cape Cod Classic. Bring 3 friends. Maybe you'll win.
Yes.
Yeah,
I get,
fun.
You know, the red tees advantage. So. Yeah. I'm just not the star putter.
Right.
That's
right. Well, it's a scramble, so find somebody who is and put a team together. And, we'll have to do more stuff this summer, too. Get out on the course and play.
So I think maybe before we wrap it up, we just have Danny do his peeve because I feel like we're almost at the time. Yeah. Danny likes to do a little pet peeve of the week every week. He gets mad
stuff.
At things.
I mean, I didn't.
Okay.
So what'd you get? What are you mad about?
Well, what happened this weekend?
Parking situations down here. We went over that yesterday. I got lost in this lot for like 40 minutes day one getting in here. And I followed the signs like, hey, free golf parking, free golf parking, free golf. And I'm like, oh, perfect. This is easy. You know, I get in and I'm like the only car in this wide open lot at Gillette Stadium. And
literally
I'm like,
just happened to me.
Am like, I take a lot of pride in always being on time, like trying to be on time for tee times, anything, you know, never late for work. And I'm like, here I am on site and I'm totally lost, you know. So that it was a stressful morning
getting
down here.
Yeah, he said he was going to leave.
chose some choice words for Robert Kraft, you know.
Well, my car broke down when I went to the lot where it said Pro Shop is this way. I assumed, okay, Pro Shop Golf, duh.
Yeah.
Said Pro Shop this way.
Yeah.
And I start walking and the whole building is like under construction.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I find someone, I'm like, where is the golf show? He goes, you're on the wrong side, like completely wrong side.
Yeah.
So then I go to move and then my battery just goes berserk.
Ugh.
My car's stalled in this part. It's cold, it's windy. This was like an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
I start crying, screaming, crying.
No way. So did
me too. Me too. I mean,
just like
I don't know if actual tears came out, but I was having a breakdown out mm-hmm. there. Like I can see the building and I can't get to it.
Right.
And oh, it's great. And then yeah. of course the guy just tells you, oh, you're on the wrong side. Like, oh, okay. Can you help me get to the right side? Like,
and he goes, it's by the water tower.
Oh, thanks.
That's
the
what I told you.
The water tower's on the other side of the highway.
Yeah, over by there's a tree, and then you'll turn left, and you'll see a water tower.
Oh,
thank
that
you.
Tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it like a left at the light, sir? No, just the water tower. That'll get you there.
Well, thankfully, everyone made it
mm-hmm. yeah, we're all
to
here.
The Northeast Golf Show,
yep.
where we've been spending our weekend. Claire from Caddy Issues, thank you very much for coming
yeah,
on.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you to Lynx Golf in North Kingston, Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
Your one-stop shop for golf simulator stuff and drinks and food. And, yeah, come on down to the show. We're still here till 7 o'clock today, probably 5. And then tomorrow, 12 to 5. And,
yep, and keep an eye out for the registration. We'll open hopefully this week for our Cape Cod Classic, May 15th, Pine Hills in Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Yeah, the boys are stepping it up this year.
Yeah, we are.
It's going to be a hot shotgun. I can't
mm-hmm.
wait for it.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's
the Group Chat Golf Pod. Thank you.
See you.